everybody, and welcome to week 7. I hope this week finds you all happy and healthy. This week we're going to be talking about a really tough subject, and that is child abuse and the instances that we could possibly see in the dental practices that we are working in. I do want to caution you that some of the images in the video, or not in the video, but in the PowerPoint lecture, can be difficult to look at. So if for any reason you do not feel that you can read this lecture or look at this lecture, I would hope that you would let me know ahead of time and we can figure something else out. I've been fortunate enough that in the 20 years that I've been in dentistry that I've never knowingly come across any kind of physical abuse in any of my patients. I've seen dental abuse in children and in teenagers, which can be a form of child abuse, but I have never actually seen that I have been able to recognize any instances of abusive parenting in the form of physical abuse or sexual abuse or anything else. And I hope that none of you ever have to see it or be part of something like that in your lifetime. But we do need to be prepared to know what the dental assistant's role is when there is suspected child abuse in with our patients, what to look for, how to know what the signs are, how to know the psychology of the patient as well as the abuser. So that's what we're going to be looking at this week. The slideshow that we're looking at is actually a presentation that Dr. Miller, who works in our dental clinic, made to the class. It's been at least 3-4 years now. So the data is a little bit older, but has not in any way decreased, unfortunately, the amounts of child abuse that can be found now. So I do want to let you know that some of the data is older and there is newer data out there now too, but I don't have it in this particular lecture. So anyway, I want you guys to read the material. There's no material to back up what this lecture is about in our textbook, so there's not going to be any textbook reading today this week. There will just be the online dental or child abuse lecture, as well as a forum that you all will be participating in for your only assignment for the week. Okay, if you have any questions, definitely let me know, and welcome to week 7.